Good day, I'm Anthony Morgan with JIS Midday News for Monday, October 1. Coming up, more early childhood institutions certified, public urge to apply for rural hackney carriage licenses, and Prime Minister reiterates call for more private sector investments. The news in detail after the break.
At 6 o'clock already?
Yeah, girl, we need to leave now.
Yeah. All right, light?
Check.
AC?
Check.
Everything plug out?
Yeah, girl.
All right, we must win the energy champion competition, yeah.
Government ministries, departments, agencies, schools funded by the Consolidated Fund enter the Government of Jamaica Energy Champion Competition and win a solar PV system or $1.5 million in energy-efficient equipment and appliances. Log on to pcj.com, select EEC program, and click link to enter. Deadline September 30. Sponsored by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program of the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica.
Applicants for general driver's licenses to operate a motor vehicle 4,000 kilograms and over are being advised that testing within the Kingston Metropolitan Region will now be conducted at the Harborview Way Station. For more information, call the Island Traffic Authority's corporate office at 876-754-2814 or the Harborview Way Station at 876-928-6413. A message from the Island Traffic Authority.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is again encouraging private sector stakeholders to invest in the local economy. Mr. Holness says Jamaica is on a positive growth path, adding that the government is the sector's best partner, especially as it moves to reduce inflation and ensure greater certainty regarding the governance of public finance.
We are seeing emerging and enabling business environment. With interest rates at record low levels, it begs the question, why isn't there more economic activity, more risk-taking, more investments from the private sector?
The Prime Minister was speaking at a GOJ IMF Mission Review press conference at Jamaica House recently. Mr. Holness says the government is also looking to institutionalize good governance as the country's relationship with the International Monetary Fund comes to an end. He says governance will be a part of the next semi-annual review. Minister of Transport and Mining Robert Montague is encouraging persons interested in operating rural hackney carriages to apply to the Transport Authority by the November 30 deadline. The Transport Authority has received some 2,000 applications since it opened the system for rural areas on September 10. Minister Montague says there will be no extension of the application period. He's also encouraging persons to make inquiries at the Office of the Transport Authority and avoid persons claiming to be agents of the authority. Meanwhile, the Transport Minister is encouraging drivers and owners of public passenger vehicles to update their information on the Transport Authority database within 2 weeks of any change. Minister Montague is reminding that owners who do not provide the agency with their address and telephone number are in breach of the law.
It is the owners that we insist that update in the database and not the driver. So if he changed the color of his vehicle, the law says he must go to the island traffic, have it inspected, properly noted, so you know that the man have a blue 2012 Hiace bus, which is a 12-seater, and all that. You're supposed to have that, and he lives at X. If he move, he has a responsibility to tell the transport authority that he moved. If he change his phone number, he has that responsibility.
Minister Montague was addressing a recent consultation with transport operators. The series of consultations began in June and facilitates discussion on the 16-point proposals aimed at overhauling the public transportation system. And a state minister in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, says the total number of certified early childhood institutions, ECIs, across the island has increased to 128. Noting that there were no certified ECIs in the island 2 years ago, Minister Green says the government remains committed to improving the standard of education at the early childhood level, as well as empowering the Early Childhood Commission to help ECIs become compliant with the ministry's operating standards.
What we have said to the commission is let us move from just saying we have the standards to getting the schools certified, that we can say the schools have met this standard. And when we started the journey, I will tell you, there was a lot of pushback because some schools believe that they would never meet the standards. So when we started, we had absolutely no school that was certified to our 12 standards.
Minister Green was speaking at the handover ceremony for the renovated Middlesex Infant School in Holland Bamble, St. Elizabeth recently. That was JIS News. I'm Anthony Morgan.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.